For many people, their life is just, well, you know, drifting. It's basically going nowhere. Could that really be God's plan for your life? Directionless, meaningless? I don't think so. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me again on Christianity Works. Today we're kicking off a new series of messages called The Art of Living, opening up God's Word to get our lives heading down the right track, His track, as we kick off this new year. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Promises You Can Depend On, and I'd love to send you a free copy to fill your heart with confidence in God for the year ahead. There are so many people walking around on planet Earth today whose failures and disappointments of the past are ruining their present and robbing them of their future. Can I ask you a question? Are you one of those people? I remember a time in my life when my past was weighing me down, a time when, in fact, my past became such a burden, such a huge load, that it was completely unbearable. It was so bad that I came very close to taking my own life. I remember standing on the 8th floor balcony of that hotel, seriously considering jumping over the edge. I'll share with you a little bit later what it was that pulled me back from the brink. We're kicking off the year with a series of messages that I've called The Art of Living, because if we're going to realize the hopes and the dreams that we have for this new year, we need to spend some time thinking about our lives. Most of us don't do that. We kind of know the hurts, the things that aren't working so well. A lot of people brood over the negatives in their lives, but mostly we just think about the symptoms. So today and over the coming weeks, we're going to go a bit deeper than just the symptoms. We're going to be chatting about exactly how we live our lives, and the best place to start is with our past. We each have a past, and as I said, there are just so many people for whom their past is ruining their present and robbing them of their future. Now, in a very real sense, unless we let go of the past, we simply can't enjoy our lives today. We simply can't look forward to our future with that sense of hope and anticipation. Let me give you an example. I know a man who has had a very difficult life. He was abused when he was young, and for many years, people told him that he just wasn't good enough. Instead of encouraging him, the people around him, his work colleagues, even his family, kept telling him what was wrong with him. They focused on his failures and his faults rather than on the good things about him. Now, come on, we're all something of a mixed bag, aren't we? We each have certain strengths and certain weaknesses, and it's really sad when people just focus on our weaknesses. And that's exactly what happened to this man. So today he looks at his world through that set of eyes, through a mindset that's deeply affected by his past. He can't really enjoy who he is and what he has, and he has rather a lot. When he looks forward to his future, he doesn't have a sense of anticipation, even for tomorrow or the next day, let alone for the rest of this year and the rest of his life. We can talk about all sorts of wonderful things that this year might hold, but unless we first let go of the hurts and the disappointments of the past, then none of that means anything. You've probably heard that old saying, "Don't cry over spilt milk." Now, there's a reason for that, because once the milk is spilled, you can't unspill it. You can clean up the mess. You can apologize to someone if it hurt them or inconvenienced them. You can even learn the lesson that might stop you from doing it again. But you can't undo it. None of us can change the past. And for some people today, it's time to let go of your past. When I was standing on that balcony that day almost 20 years ago now, it was the past that was pulling me over the edge. Even though I had many successes along the way, I'd made some mistakes, some big mistakes, and I just didn't know whether I could live with the consequences of those mistakes. It seemed like the present wasn't worth living. It seemed like the future was bleak and hopeless. And when we lose hope, hey, what's the point of living? I know there are some people who are thinking that way today. And what makes it even harder is that everybody else is out there focused on starting off the new year and looking forward to what the year has to hold. The thing that pulled me back from the edge on that cool, sunny morning was something that I'd read the night before. For some reason, someone had put a Bible in the top drawer of the bedside table in my hotel room. I'd taken it out and I read something in it that night. It said this, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you, I'll help you, and I'll uphold you with my victorious right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 from the Old Testament. That's what gave me hope. The hope of a present where I wasn't alone. The hope of a future that just might be worth living. None of us can change the past, but on that day, on that hotel balcony, began for me the process of letting go of my past. The future begins today. The past is gone, and while we should learn lessons from it, it has no right to rob us of the days and the months and the years that lie ahead. And can I tell you that the very reason that God sent us Jesus, his son, the first time that Jesus stood up and spoke in public, he read these words from Isaiah chapter 61. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to comfort and provide for all who mourn, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit." That's Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3. My friend, Jesus has a future for you. He understands how the past has battered you and bruised you. He knows the baggage that you're carrying around, just as he knows all the baggage that I'm carrying around. And what he wants to do is to lighten that load, to lift the burden. Since that day when I stood on that balcony, my life has changed completely. It's not that some days things aren't hard. Of course they are. They're hard in everybody's life. But you know, somehow I look forward to each day, each month and each year with a sense of hope and anticipation because Jesus has healed me of my past. My failures and my hurts no longer rule my life. He does. And that makes all the difference. So as you stand on the threshold of a brand new year, I want to leave you with this fantastic truth. Jesus came to set you free from your past and to give you a present and a future that truly are worth living.
I'm Bernie Diamond and you're listening to Christianity Works. So many things in life promise so much, and yet so many, most in fact, fail to deliver. God's promises, on the other hand, are rock solid. They never fail. And when they're written on our hearts, we have his peace, his confidence to live the life that he created us to live. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet, Promises You Can Depend On, because his word is alive and active. Amen. So I'm praying that God, through this booklet, will make his promises part of who you are. You can request your free copy at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Now, let's head back into God's Word.
All right, let's put ourselves in that drifting boat for a moment, out there on this massive great ocean. No sails, no rudder. It's frankly no way to get to where you're going, and eventually, unless you do something about it, you're going to die. With the oceans covering 71% of the Earth's surface, and with the way that the tides and the currents travel, the chances of making landfall that way are somewhere between Buckley's and none. Yeah, stay in that boat, keep your rudder out of the water and the sails down on the deck, and eventually you're going to die. And the tragic thing is that back here on dry land, back here on terra firma, many people, way too many people, are living their lives that way, just drifting aimlessly. And on top of that, their expectation is that they should be getting to where they want to go. Don't believe me? Last night on the news, they interviewed a 16-year-old girl who had just had triplets. Now, she and her boyfriend are both unemployed, relying on the government to keep them afloat. When the interviewer asked them whether they were planning on getting a job, they both answered no. Their plan was to stay on government welfare and have more children. Now, that's by no means an isolated case. Extreme? Yeah, but not unusual. Whether it's in our lives or in our jobs, drifting aimlessly along is not a recipe for success. Not that I'm suggesting we should all be chasing after this success thing, the big salary and the big house and the big car. And nor am I suggesting that all the positive outcomes in our lives have to do with hard work alone. But there are many people just drifting their way through life, wondering why is nothing happening, wondering why they're not getting to where they want to go. This week, being the beginning of the new year, we've kicked off a series of messages that I've called The Art of Living. It's about being deliberate in planning and living our lives here on this earth. One of the mistakes I see people making, can I say, particularly amongst the Christians that I have so much to do with, is that somehow they over-spiritualise their existence. Well, you know, it's all in God's hands. I have to wait for Him to do everything. Others might rely on something else, on karma or whatever they rely on. And look, please don't get me wrong, I am a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And I know that many of the big things that have happened in my life have happened not because of any brilliance or hard work on my part, but because God's mighty hand was on it in the first place. But I also know that laziness doesn't bear fruit. Have a listen to these. Firstly, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15. Laziness brings on a deep sleep. An idle person will suffer hunger. And again, Proverbs chapter 24, verses 30 to 34. I passed by the field of someone who was lazy, by the vineyard of a stupid person. And see, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and its stone wall had been broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed warrior. I don't know where you're at in life, but humour me here. Imagine that God is God, that He loves us like a father. Would you expect this God to bless laziness, to bless idleness, to bless a lack of planning and a lack of vision and a lack of a sense of direction? Well, the answer is kind of self-evident. We live in a world of cause and effect. Planning, diligence, hard work, application, dedication, focus, persistence, those things tend to yield good results most of the time. Idleness, laziness, those things tend to yield bad results most of the time. So let's come back to this boat that we were drifting on. If your life is like being in that drifting boat, I'm going to ask you a question here. Now, you may not like it, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Whose fault is that? Well, we can blame our parents, we can blame our circumstances, our education or lack of it, our looks, our physical weaknesses, perhaps even our disabilities. But none of those things really cut it, do they? If your life is drifting, the buck stops with you. If my life is drifting, the buck stops with me. It's as simple as that. We've all seen people with incredible disabilities achieve amazing things, haven't we? And we've all seen people who were born into a fantastic family, had plenty of money, good looks, intelligence to go with it, make a complete hash of their lives. Now, you see, it's not our circumstances that determine the direction of our life. Look at Nelson Mandela, 27 years in prison. Look at Mother Teresa amongst the poor. Look at Mahatma Gandhi. And look at the dozens of very ordinary people that you know in your life who have achieved extraordinary things despite their circumstances. It has nothing to do with our circumstances. Adversity is no excuse. If your life is drifting, it seems to me that you have a couple of options. Option one, well, just let it drift on by. And one day you'll die out there in that drifting boat. Option two is doing something about it, deciding here and now that the status quo, this endless life of drifting, is simply no longer an option. That life can't go on like this. It's time to do something about it. It's time for a new start, a new beginning. And what better time to come to that conclusion than the beginning of a new year? My friend, if your life is drifting, the buck stops with you, and it's time for you to do something about it. The alternative, well, the alternative is getting to the end of your days here on this earth and looking back at a lifelong missed opportunity. That's not such a happy thought, is it? And let's just take this one step further. You may remember the parable of the talents that Jesus told of the three servants, each left with a huge amount of money by their master to invest in order to get a return. Two of those servants did really well. On the master's return, they gave him the original capital plus a 100% return. And those guys, they got a huge pat on the back. But one of the servants was afraid, so he hid the money to keep it safe. He returned the original capital to his master when he came home, but without any dividend. Now, you might think, well, the master should be happy. At least he got his capital back. But listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 26. "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I didn't sow and gather where I didn't scatter? Then you should have invested the money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was mine with interest. So take the money from him and give it to the one who has lots of money, for to all those who have, more will be given, and they'll have abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Jesus doesn't mince his words, does he? He's made a huge investment into our lives, and he expects us to live our lives in such a way as to deliver a huge return. He's not calling us to live a life of missed opportunities and excuses. He's calling us to live a life that counts. No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
I'm Bernie Diamond, and you're listening to Christianity Works. Just as we take this short break, I'd like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would absolutely love to pray for you, because the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could also pray for one or two others and leave them a word or two of encouragement. You can be such a mighty blessing to so many others by supporting them in this way. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So please, let us pray for you and with you, and let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. All right, let's head back into God's Word to see what else he has for us today.
So let me ask you, are you one of these crazy people who's trying to juggle four chainsaws with your bare hands? Is that how you're living your life? You may be wondering, what on earth is Bernie talking about? Well, this week on the program, we've kicked off a series of messages that I've called The Art of Living, because as we look forward to the year ahead, one of the things that a few people need to get sorted out is how they're living their lives. And before the break, just to recap if you missed it, we were chatting about the fact that many a person's life is just drifting aimlessly, like a boat on an ocean without the sails up, without the rudder in the water. Now, we can sit back and whinge and complain. We can wish that things were different or that things were better. We can blame other people. We can expect others to do it all for us, including God. But at the end of the day, a whole bunch of this is up to us. Sometimes the reason that we're not happy with life is that we have a wrong self-image. The hurts and the disappointments of the past have put like a negative spin on our outlook, on how we see ourselves. Some people live their whole lives under this sort of oppression. Sometimes the people around us or the social structures tell us that this is where you fit. This is the box you belong in, and that's it. And yet all along, you have this potential, this creativity, this dream that's not being realized. Some people are just plain in the wrong job. There are so many jobs on this earth, given who I am, given how God made me, that I simply am not suited to. I could never make a good accountant. You would never want me as a personal carer of the elderly. There are so many things I can do, but there are plenty that I can't. See, some people spend their whole lives doing a job they were never cut out to do, a job that they don't enjoy, and a job that they're never going to be any good at. And we've seen so far today on the program that for some people, it's a relationship that's robbing them of the joy and the contentment in their lives. For others, it comes down to their finances and their resources. And what I encourage you to do is to really think about your life strategically, beyond the symptoms and down into the root causes. Because it's when we deal with the root causes that we can begin to think about what we can actually do to make the thing better. That's how a doctor works. Hopefully the doctor doesn't just give you a painkiller for a persistent headache. They use the technology available to them to figure out whether there's something more serious going on beneath the surface that they need to treat. And I continue to encourage you to do that in your life. As you look at the year ahead, What is it that's robbing you of the satisfaction and the contentment that you're really looking for? And what are you going to do about it? Today, I want to talk briefly about focus, because for many people, there is no doubt a raft of issues that are robbing them of the life they want to live. Perhaps the things going on in your life are all kind of mixed up together in a way. You have low self-esteem, which leads to problems at work. And so you bring those tensions home with you, and that in turn leads to arguments with your wife or your husband. And that drags the children in because they sense the tension, they hear the arguments, so now they're on edge and they resent you, and so that brings even more tension, which in turn causes you to blame yourself, pushing your self-esteem to even lower levels. And if any of that sounds just vaguely familiar, remember, you're not alone. That one scenario plays itself out over and over again in lives and families and workplaces across the globe. But here's the mistake that people make. Listen carefully to this. They try to fix all the problems at once. And that right there is like juggling chainsaws. A, it's incredibly difficult. B, it's dangerous. And C, you have a very high chance of failure. What's needed here is focus, a sharp focus on the one thing that's at the bottom of it all, the one thing that's at the root cause, the one thing that you need to get sorted out before you can address all the flow-on impacts. Have a listen to this story from the New Testament of the Bible, Mark chapter 18, verses 35 to 41. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now those who were around, they sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked the man, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the man said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, for your faith has saved you." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, praised God. See, this man had a lot of problems. If you were blind in the first century, that had a lot of flow-on effects. He was poor. He was a beggar. He was isolated. He was unemployed. He was shunned by society. He was probably smelly because he hadn't had a bath. This guy had multiple dysfunctions in his life. But he knew that the one root cause of it all was his blindness, which meant he couldn't go to work. If he could only go to work, he could rejoin society. He could earn money. He wouldn't be begging. So when Jesus came along, this Jesus who'd apparently been healing a lot of other people, the one thing that the guy begging by the side of the street focused on was the one thing he needed. That's how it is with us. We need to get down to the one thing, the most important thing that needs doing in our lives. And you know, in my experience, this Jesus is always ready to oblige. Sometimes it happens quickly and miraculously, the way it did for the beggar. But other times, most times, Jesus addresses our problems and meets our needs over weeks and months and years, you know, even over a whole lifetime. Some of the things in my life have been fixed really quickly by Jesus. And other things seem to drag on, and God uses this experience to teach me this and that experience to teach me that. It's a remarkable thing. Whenever you see Jesus touching people's lives in one of those four gospel accounts of his life and his ministry, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, take your pick, he always, always focuses on the one thing that needs doing, the one infirmity that needs healing, the demon that needs casting out, the sin that needs forgiving. Just one thing. He doesn't try to get people to juggle chainsaws. He touches them and heals them of that one thing. Let me ask you, are you in that place? Because if you're in that place in your life where the problems and the dysfunctions and the alienations are overwhelming you, everything seems to be against you, everything seems to be not going quite right, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Go to Jesus and ask him to heal just one thing. And if you don't know what needs healing, ask him. He already knows. And he's already there. He's already here waiting to touch you, to heal you, to forgive you, to give you a fresh start in your life. How do I know? Because I'm not teaching you a theory lesson. He's done exactly that in my life. And in fact, he still is doing that in my life. And from my own experience, now I know why it is that they call this the good news. We have so many problems in our lives. Friend, the answer is Jesus.
at Christianity Works is to see your life powerfully transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus in a rich, dynamic relationship with Him. So if you'd like to go even deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word, and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. There's so much there for you. Your free subscription to our daily fresh devotional, so you can receive a powerful scripture and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement each day by subscribing to Fresh. And remember, we would love to pray for you. Just click on the powerful prayer icon towards the bottom of the homepage. Everything at ChristianityWorks.com is free, including that e-booklet I mentioned earlier. It's only available for a limited time, so don't miss out. With all my heart, I know that Jesus wants to have a powerful impact on your life to help you be all He made you to be. So go on, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and be blessed. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time next week with another message of God's love, God's grace, and God's power for each one of us in Jesus Christ.